NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Yeah, applause. Thank you. We all taking a bow. LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress, welcome to the show. You heard the intro. It's Up on Game. And it's time. It's time for a big show. We got a great one today. We'll be bringing on Greg Jennings and just a few FS1 NFL analysts. He does games. He's also a Super Bowl champ for our next guest that will be on during the course of this show. Tucci, Lil Wayne. He's a Packers fan, so it's going to be interesting to have such an amazing, accomplished five-time Grammy Award-winning artist. It'll be interesting to pull him on the show. TJ, Plex, how excited are you? The shows just keep getting bigger. We're just trying to deliver to the people. We try to give them what they want, put them up on game.
That's what it's about. Every week, the show's getting better, but at the same time, we're getting better. You learn as you go, and that's what we're doing. But so far, man, in the short time we've been on air, I feel like we've gotten better every week, and it's gotten, for me, a lot more fun, exciting for me every week as well.
Yeah. Man, show me my opponent, man. That's what Wayne would say. Show me my opponent. Man, progress is a beautiful thing, man. So, like I say, every Saturday, man, this thing is about to get real juicy. So, we're going to put him up on game today. Let's do it.
You was getting it in, feet in the sand and nice Boca Resort and all that old other stuff. Put you on blast, man. Not up on game. Man, put you up on blast.
For a few days and skip over to the Bahamas, man. You know how it go, man. Couple umbrella drinks, you know, kick back, relax a little bit. And, you know, now I'm back in, you know, it's not sunny as it was last week, but I'm ready to get it in, baby. Let's do it.
Word. Shouts out to Gav back there. Shouts out to Sam. I was Sam. Shouts out to Dave G for our trending. And you know what? Shouts out to all of you. We appreciate all of the support. The response has been amazing. We've gotten a lot of great feedback from the people who've put us on the air to begin with. So we really are appreciative of that. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. When you switch to Farmers Insurance, you could save a bundle. All you have to do is call 1-888-FARMERS. Get a quote today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, so listen, I know we got Russ as our opening topic, but I was sitting and I was thinking about the shade that took place this week with who's the player? I'm losing his name. He played for the Lakers. He went to the Pelicans. He plays with
Brandon Ingram.
Brandon Ingram. Now, Brandon Ingram said, well, let's hear what he said.
I've never played with a player as talented as me. He's a generational talent where you don't know what you're going to get from him every single night. This is going to be something different. It's going to be something exciting. And I like to feed off that, or I like to come into the game and be ready because I know he's going to be ready. So it's good to have another all-star beside me and having the same mindset as me going into games, just going to just try to be the best player that he can be.
Now, let me set the stage on this because this is interesting because I have no idea where you guys are going to go with this, but I'm so excited to have this conversation. So he says that Zion is the most talented dude that he's seen like him, right? Period. Since playing. He played with LeBron James in Los Angeles, and we all know the trade took place. Him, Lonzo Ball, a couple other guys, they go – and they bring in AD, they go win a championship. But now Brandon is an all-star. So a lot of people felt like that was shade being thrown out. I made the argument point during the course of a show on Undisputed that for people to sit there and look crazy at Brandon Ingram for saying that because he played with LeBron James was it was, as aforementioned, an asinine comment to make. I made the argument point, and I'm just interested because I know for certain that there is a receiver that is going into the Hall of Fame. There is a receiver that's probably already in the Hall of Fame. There is a receiver that would be considered to have had a better career than one of you guys by all pro bids, by Pro Bowl bids, whatever it may be, and they've been considered to be a better player than you. I made the argument that there's somebody that's sitting somewhere having a discussion point that Brandon Ingram is super talented and one of the most talented, maybe even more talented than LeBron James. Now, it might sound crazy because of all of the conversation that surrounds LeBron James and his greatness, and he's being compared to Michael Jordan. Is he better than Jordan? Is he better than Kobe? All of those comparisons, and I get it, and all of the accolades and all of the accomplishments, I get that. But is it a foregone conclusion to say that there isn't someone that's sitting there having the argument? If Brandon Ingram had the same type of support, if Brandon Ingram had the same hype machine behind him, the backing, the finances, da-da-da-da-da-da, at bare minimum, there might be some merit to somebody saying, I had more ability, I had more talent than a person that was perceived to be the greatest to ever do it. I start thinking about it, and I'm gonna let y'all touch on it. I'm gonna give y'all a great example of what I'm talking about when it comes to my time to talk. But TJ, start us off. What would be your opinion? Because I know there's a receiver that people say, oh, that's the greatest receiver of all time. He's the dopest dude of all time. And I know you don't think he had the ability that you had. I know you don't think that he was better than you.
Plex can attest to this. There's a lot of guys that people think are good, but they're really not. They just get the opportunity each and every game. When I ran right, it wasn't a handful of guys that could separate and create separation like I could when I was playing, and that's a fact. But on to the Brandon Ingram, LeBron topic. For me, he probably didn't feel as if he played with LeBron because he didn't really want me there. He wanted to get rid of me. So he didn't look at LeBron as a teammate because there's no way. Now, you can look at Zion and say, man, he's talented. But LeBron came in with so much hype. But not only did he come in with hype, he lived up to it and surpassed it.
Indeed.
Like, he came into the league when he had to play against the Boston Celtics and they had Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen. Like, that's what he came into. And he lived up to that. So for him to say that, he doesn't like LeBron personally. It's personal more than it is reality, because Zion can be a fantastic player. But nobody will say that Zion
is as good as LeBron.
Is as good as LeBron or has the potential to be as good as LeBron, because he hasn't shown.
And he's not.
He hasn't shown that so far.
He's not.
But Brandon Ingram, he should believe in himself that he's better than LeBron.
And that's the point I'm making.
He should believe that.
Right.
Because I'll be honest, I didn't think people were better than me. And people on the outside might be like, what are you talking about? But that's just my belief in myself. And so Brandon Ingram, to me, it's more personal than it is reality when he made that statement. But I don't mind any player that has that type of self-belief in themselves and saying, oh, he's not as talented as me. Whether it's true or not, if you believe it, that's why you're in the position that you're in, because of that self-belief in you. Mm-hmm. When others say, you can't do it. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
All that really matters is what you feel about yourself.
Goes a long way.
I believe that Brandon Ingram spoke out of context. I don't think he really thought about, you know, what he was saying. And if he was thinking when he said it, it's personal, and it's a lot of salt in that comment. And, you know, he wasn't really in Los Angeles long enough to believe that he, you know, LeBron was a teammate of his. I really believe that. But if you look at, you know, all these five-star athletes coming out of high school, he went to Duke, and clearly, I don't know what he was ranked coming out of high school, but clearly on that Duke basketball team, he was the best player on that team. And, you know, he plays 1 year, and then he goes to the NBA as a high draft pick. And all his life, he can honestly say
he's been
that,
the best.
That there's been nobody better than him all his life. So I believe when he made that statement, he spoke out of context.
But why is it got to be out of context? Let me ask you this, because I get where you're coming from, Plex. But let's be real here. How many receivers went to the Pro Bowl? Y'all were both in the AFC at the same time. How many Pro Bowls you went to, TJ?
One.
How many you went to, Plex?
Zero.
Okay. How long were y'all's careers?
12.
How many years did you spend in the AFC?
11.
11 in the AFC. How many for you, Plex?
Seven total.
Seven total. So you're telling me between your 11 and your seven, the dudes that was going to the Pro Bowls ahead of y'all were better than y'all.
When we get to talk about the Pro Bowl,
they had more ability than y'all.
The Pro Bowl and my situation, I don't know what was going on, but it was kind of.
You know what's crazy, Plex? I didn't even realize you never made it to a Pro Bowl. Right. Until right now.
I can almost guarantee you I'm the only wide receiver in NFL history with 1,000-yard season, 1,100-yard season, 1,200-yard season, 1,300-yard season.
Guaranteed. I never knew that until right now.
And to never get a nod.
It's a Plex, you know, you're a first alternate. It's a bunch of BS, man. I was a first alternate three times. Chad was the first alternate the year I got voted in, and Chad made it. And it's the Pro Bowl, we both know. You sit in the meetings, who you want to vote for? Oh, I don't like Plex. Plex a punk. We ain't voting for Plex. Oh, yeah. That's how they do it.
But you are still judged off of how you're viewed by your peers and by the media. So the point that I'm making is y'all making my point. How many of them dudes was better than y'all going to the Pro Bowl? How many of them?
I didn't think any of them, in my opinion.
Plex, how many?
They could play. You give them their credit.
How many of them matched you?
I don't know how many guys matched me. All I can do is look at
no,
look
just
at
answer
my
the question. No, no,
and,
no, no.
And compare to what I had.
You're trying to be, you being like, humble. I appreciate you being politically correct. I appreciate you being humble, Plex, but you're retired. You've been retired. Drop your hammer. I know you.
Being humble.
I've drank grapefruit and tequila with you and heard these conversations. Don't do it now.
I'm not being humble. Hey, when I was in the NFC and playing for the Giants, I think through 05 to 08, I was the best wide receiver in the world.
There was
nothing that you could justify to tell me that we weren't. You know, the stats, the me and Eli and the running game and that whole thing, when I went over to New York, we were basically unstoppable. There was nobody that could really, you know, play with us.
Okay. So listening to what you're saying, right? So now let me apply it to myself, right? Because when I listen to what Brandon said, he's saying his ability and his talent, and he's talking overall. Like, he's, when you say something like that, that's overall. So you could be talking about your entire life. So if he's been, and like you said, Plex, if he's been his entire life been the best player, he's had the most ability all throughout going to college and going into the pros, why am I going to stop thinking or start thinking now that all these other people have more ability than me? If somebody hasn't proven to me that they have more ability than me, and then look at it this way, right? And this is a very, very critical piece of the puzzle here. LeBron's old. So if I'm looking at LeBron right now and I'm saying I've never had a teammate that matched my ability level, is it beyond the realm of belief or understanding to say that where I was at in my career when I played with LeBron James, that maybe it might be true that Zion's ability right now is higher than what LeBron's was when he was playing with Brandon Ingram?
I can't agree with that because
let me hear it.
LeBron hasn't slowed down. I could see if LeBron was averaging 15. LeBron was averaging over 25 points with Brandon Ingram.
We're talking abilities.
But
Right. We're not just talking. We're not just talking reputation. Okay. Okay. Stats. We're talking ability.
No. Reputation and stats, especially in the NBA.
It didn't work for Plex.
A bum isn't putting up 25 points a night.
A bum isn't breaking 1,000 yards receiving.
No. What I'm saying is LeBron was older.
But he's older.
But he was still playing at a high level. It wasn't his reputation those buckets. Here's a great
example.
Was LeBron.
Here's a great example. I played with Bruce Smith at the end of his career. If I played with another defense, I played with O.C. Umanyor in New York, and I would have said, dang, this is the first time I played with a defensive end with this type of talent level. Michael Strahan was on the other side, and Michael Strahan went to the Hall of Fame.
How many sacks did Bruce Smith get when you played with him? That last year.
He got a few sacks.
Well, no. What's a few? Three?
No. He was getting close to double digits.
How many players were better than you when you was growing up or when you got
none.
To Penn State? All right.
None.
So the competitive, nature of all of us is to be or
the best.
To tell ourselves and to think that I'm the best. There's nobody else that better than me.
Okay. He should think that, but it's not. Right. It's not reality.
Every time I stepped on the field on Sunday, was my mentality.
We got to take a break because we ran long. Because this is one of them conversations that everybody's going to have an opinion on. It's time out. We got to get on the sideline, take a break. We're going to bring in Greg Jennings on the other side of this break, and we're going to continue this conversation because I feel like this is one of them joints that it's going to take four guys that played in the league to be able to broach this conversation the right way. You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burris, Fox Sports Radio. You know what it is. We'll be right back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Was 2020 full of dings, dents, and scratches? Using your tax refund at Mako can help. Refresh your ride with your refund at Mako to undo a little bit of last year. Head to Mako.com to get a free online estimate today. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Welcome back to Up On Game. You joined in Fox Sports Radio. It's a big show, man. Big show. We're live from the Farmers Insurance.
We want to come in and go out to Lil Wayne the whole show, baby, huh?
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
DJ Sam.
We are also going to come in and out of Farmers because they pay our bills. Live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios, call 1-888-FARMERS. You can switch and you can save a bundle with your auto insurance. We mixing in my hitter with Farmers Insurance. I kind of love it. Not only are we mixing Farmers Insurance with my hitters, but we bringing on one of our hitters as well. My man, FS1 NFL analyst, Super Bowl champion. You can find him on Twitter at Greg Jennings. Make sure you capitalize the G and the J like that E and the J. You know what I'm saying? He goes down fine like some yak. My man Greg Jennings on the line. What's going on, bro?
What's happening, fellas?
we got a spicy one going on here, like the drink, the G&J drink that you're going to introduce, the line that's coming out pretty soon, rosé, cognac, G&J. Here's a soundbite from Brandon Ingram talking about, I'm going to let you hear it, and I know you've already heard it, but we have applied this conversation to ourselves, and I want to get your opinion on, is it egregious for Brandon to be saying this, and what's your take on it? And here's the soundbite right here.
I've never played with a player as talented as me. He's a generational talent where you don't know what you're going to get from him every single night. This is going to be something different. It's going to be something exciting. And I like to feed off that, or I like to come into the game and be ready because I know he's going to be ready. So it's good to have another all-star beside me and having the same mindset as me going into games, just going to just try to be the best player that he can be.
Now, on surface level, as talented as him, we all know that's incorrect. Like, let's be clear. We all know. I'm making the argument in the discussion, but we all know that it's not true. All right. We know that LeBron is the dude, and it's probably the most talented dude that he's probably played with. But I made the point, G. Isn't there a player? Aren't you a guy that looked at guys that were considered, perceived to be better, got accolades as if they were better, got awards, got Pro Bowls, got all pro bids, and you knew they weren't as talented as you, and you knew they weren't better than you. And he said what he was feeling. Is he wrong for what he said? Is he egregious for what he said? And how does that apply to you? How do you look at things like that? Have you been in that situation before?
Well, I can't sit here and say that he's wrong for expressing what he feels. However, from the outside looking in, we know
he sounds crazy.
The overall, yes, he sounds crazy. You playing with arguably the greatest of all time outside. Jordan or LeBron, and you playing with LeBron, and you've had the experience to play with this man, and you dismiss him like that. You basically disrespect what you had the opportunity to play alongside of as a young talent in this league. So that's number one. Number two, this is why I say he's not, because it's his feelings. Players are very prideful, and so how you treat players, how you establish relationships with individuals, it carries. And so he may not have had the greatest relationship with LeBron. Obviously, his experience is, man, he tried to get rid of me. He didn't think I was worth keeping.
Exactly.
So that you have that pride in you, and you're a little bitter. So I'm not going to give LeBron that type of respect. I know what kind of dude he is, but it's not coming out of my mouth. The only thing that I can compare it to was when I left Green Bay. Like, I felt some type of way. We've all been in this situation where we get into our feelings a little bit, and I start talking. It wasn't that it wasn't true, the things that I was saying about Aaron and how I pretty much attacked his leadership style and whatever. It was because I didn't feel like in the moment where I needed him to support me, he chose not to. And so that's where I feel like a guy like Brandon Ingram is coming from. LeBron, he wasn't looking out for me. He was looking out for him. So you're not finna get me coming out of my mouth saying, oh, he was the best player I ever played with. Man, he dismissed me. He threw me away. He tried to get rid of me. He didn't think I was worth keeping. So that's where he's coming from. In all honesty, being in that situation, he's wrong, but but you can't tell him he's wrong because he sees LeBron different than what we're seeing.
True. And also, Zion is his teammate now. And so, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Let's transition into football, G. Russell Wilson, I don't want to be traded, but I'm open to a trade. So that means I want out, and I want out immediately. His agent comes out and says, Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, Bears. Those are the teams that we would accept and be welcoming of a trade to. What do you believe is the best fit, and do you believe Russell Wilson will no longer be a Seattle Seahawk?
I don't know if he will be a Seahawk, because anytime a player like Russell Wilson, yes, he's doing it the politically correct way, if you will. Like, Deshaun is like, I want out. Get me out of here by any means necessary. I'm saying it. I don't need nobody to say it for me. Russell Wilson, however, is using his people to say, these are the teams that we would be willing to be traded to. I'm not saying that I want to be traded. However, I'm going to give y'all some options. So he's going to allow the teams to apply the pressure and make kind of the decision for, or have the Seahawks be forced into making a decision that will help benefit not only them, but also Russell Wilson. So we know with just that being said, he wants out. But Russell Wilson, the type of individual he is, he's trying to save face with not only the organization, his teammates, but the fan base in Seattle as well. As far as the best fit, for me personally, it's Chicago. It's the Bears. I like the situation. Now, it's with a couple contingencies there. If you got to find a way to bring back Allen Robinson.
Correct.
And some maybe another piece. But they actually, the young rookie last year played very well. Miller played decent. He was a little injured. Their offensive line, people think that the Bears' offensive line is very poor. It is not. They were a revolving door. They were circulating and out of position all season long. They actually have a really decent offensive line. I'm not saying it is perfect, but they will be able to protect Russell Wilson if they are healthy up front. So I like the Bears. I like their situation. And then defensively, we know what they are. the reason why the Bears work for me is because when you look at Ryan Pace, the general manager, and Nagy, the head coach, they're not going to tie their hits to Mitchell Trubisky or Nick Foles. So they're looking for, and the Bears, the organization has never really had a quarterback. And so when you look at this opportunity and he throws out the Bears, they got to be looking at it from all type of perspectives, like whatever we need to do, we need to get this guy. Because he makes us a better team. Even if we have to give up some pieces, he still makes us a contender. Look, they're looking at the fact that Green Bay has always had Aaron Rodgers. And even with the lack of personnel that we say the Green Bay Packers have failed to put around Aaron Rodgers, they still are relevant every single year. Why? Because of the play of the quarterback.
So, we've been in similar situations, to say the least. Back in 2007 when we played y'all guys in the NFC Championship up in
Green
Bay. Come
on, Flax, you going to really?
Listen to the question.
Winning Aaron beat
so,
y'all.
Hey, we are saying to ourselves that Greg Jennings is the most explosive player that they have, and he's the best wide receiver. But you lead the team in touchdown receptions, and your counterpart, you watched him get elected to go to the Pro Bowl. Do you feel that you were the best wide receiver on that team?
Hands down. it was in my mind, no question. But
wasn't Jordy Nelson on that roster?
Wasn't Donald Driver on there too?
He's talking about Drive.
He's talking about Drive.
I had the utmost respect for the guys ahead of me. That's just the way I carry myself. Like, I respected Drive. I felt like I was a better player, but I was going to learn. I was going to learn. I was going to absorb as much as I could without him actually extending that olive branch. And so that was kind of our relationship. People don't know for our first three, almost four years, we barely talked.
I didn't know this.
Wow.
Breaking news.
But now Drive is my guy. Like, I mean, like, it's crazy how things come around full circle. I remember, I'll share this story really quick. So we were in off-season workout. And I remember, you know, we didn't talk, and I was trying to kind of mend things. So I'm like, you know what, let me just – I get it. He feels like I've taken some food off his plate. I've taken some opportunities. Let me just do my part. So I go up to him and I'm like, "Be Drive, man. I really appreciate you, you know, for everything that you do and how you've led us, blah, 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 blah," saying all this. And he says to me, "It's about time." And I was like, "What?" "What?" But it didn't change the way I felt about him, because I knew I needed him. I knew he needed me. But it was a matter of getting him to really believe that, like, look, man, it's not me against you.
Yeah, we're on the
same team. Really not. Because as long as I'm eating, you're going to eat. Because you a bad dude. Like, as long as you eating, I'm going to eat. Because I feel like I'm a bad dude. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't until we started getting the Jordy Nelson and we got the James Jones and we end up getting Randall Cobb. But then it's like, okay, Greg ain't so bad. This is just the way it is. Like, and a lot of times when guys have had to work in their mind harder to get to where a player that comes in the second round, first round draft pick, they like, man, it just was given to y'all, but I'm coming in 6th, 7th round draft pick as Donald Driver, and I had to scrape and crawl and get to where I had to earn every ounce of it. And so I say all that, but to date now, man, that's my guy. We talk. We chop it up. I mean, couldn't ask for a better teammate. I mean, he was phenomenal. Them first 3 years was rough, though. But on the field, nobody ever knew, because we was all smiles.
Talking to Greg Jennings, FS1, NFL analyst, Super Bowl champion of the Green Bay Packers. You can find him on Twitter at Greg Jennings. All right, our last question for you, and we appreciate you coming on, man. You've been dope, man. I've worked with you on Undisputed all week long. It was super cool, man. You're super knowledgeable dude. I want to get your opinion on this. I heard it, but I want everybody else to hear it. Deshaun Watson, the Texans, he's still making it very very clear that even after meeting with the head coach, he still wants to be out of there. At what point is this taking it too far? Is it taking it too far for Deshaun Watson? Is it taking it too far with the Texans and how they've handled it? You know, what's your take on it?
I personally don't think it's taking it too far for Deshaun on his side of things. And I'm going to always sided with the player, because that's the position that I've been in, and I get it. When you have an opportunity and you have kind of status, the way that quarterbacks now have that status, and you got to use it. And it's like, I think we are married. Aunt Plax, you married?
Yes, yeah. Yes, he is.
Okay, so we are.
I'm mad I had to answer for you, Plex. But go ahead.
I know it was that was a
yes,
long pause.
Yes, Plexico is married.
I turn my mic down, man.
Golly, you're in there eating
that was
donuts.
A long pause, bro.
Come on, Plex.
Don't do me like that, baby.
You're gonna be in trouble after this segment.
We all know individuals that have been divorced and may have even conversed with them, and it's like, from the outside looking in, you're like, man, y'all can make it work. You can make it work. But when you're in it, you're like, nah, there's something that has happened to where I'm over it. There's a line that was crossed that's like, I'm done. I can't go back. It doesn't matter. If I know she or he may be a good dude now, but it was a line that was crossed that I can't go back. That's Deshaun Watson right now with the Houston Texans.
Mm.
He's saying, like, look, I don't care what y'all bring in here.
The marriage is over.
The marriage is over.
I don't want to sleep in the bed with you anymore.
I do not want to be here anymore. And if you try to force me to be here,
it's gonna get ugly.
I'm not coming. I'm not coming back to the house. So that's where Deshaun Watson is. I think that the Houston Texans, and if they really want to get something for him, they should do it now. Because the longer they wait, the more teams are going to devalue what they're willing to give. Because it's like, well, he wants out, and y'all, he's not going to play for y'all. So
he's just going to wait it out.
They don't want it to get messy. They want to get something for him and get the worth. Just let that man go somewhere.
Man, we really appreciate you coming on, G&J, Greg Jennings. You know who he is. He's amazing. You see him on FS1. Here's his theme song.
Yeah.
There it is.
Greg Jennings.
There's his theme song. Yeah.
I appreciate y'all, boys.
Yeah.
Man, y'all doing a great job. Love all y'all, man. Black,
much
it's good
love,
to talk baby. To you, man.
No, all good, man. Always much respect and love, man. You know what it is, baby.
No doubt.
All right, man. We'll catch up with you. We definitely will bring you back on for sure. You know, you're part of the family, so you always have a place here. If you hear us talking something crazy and you want to call in, you know you have more than free reign to hit us up and say you jumping on the line to speak your mind. You know that.
Let's do it.
My man.
I got it.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Up on game. Because we up on game. Because we up on game.
Hey, man,
up on Wayne.
Coming on, man.
He coming on, cup and all.
You can't tear the song up with him coming on.
Hey, you know who else is on? You, Stretch Armstrong, Plexico Burst. Him, Ponytail Man Extraordinaire, Pantene Plus before Pantene became a thing with your boy Palomalu, TJ Hushmanzada. Make sure you subscribe to our show. If you didn't hear it, tell a friend, check it out, download it, subscribe, Up on Game, wherever you get your podcast from. Do it. Check it out. Listen. Another thing, we're live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Make sure you call 1-888, all right? And it's Farmers at the end of that. And you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. Now, that wasn't the read that I was supposed to do for this segment, but you know what? I gave the number, which is more than what I was supposed to do. So, Farmers, you're welcome. So, listen, guys, before we take callers, and I hear from my guys that in the back that one of our callers is up. You know what? I wanted to talk about Deshaun and Russell, but I mean, I don't know. Let's check Mike out in L.A. Mike says he has some words for me. I don't know.
I'm gonna ignore you because you're not very good at your job. But I'll talk to Plaxico because I'm a huge fan of his.
Hey Mike, you can't ignore me. Watch this, Mike. Say something to me. Oh, you can't.
Y'all wrong.
Because you know what? If you decide to come on the show,
y'all wrong.
Let me
push y'all. I'm sitting over here.
Y'all, they know who y'all are.
I'm minding my business.
They cold, Plex.
I'm actually so good at my job that you came on here to try to flex on me and got flexed on. Now you're up on game, Playboy. All right, let's go to the next caller. Cold-blooded. In Virginia, let's go to Hank. What's going on, Hank?
What's going on, man? This is 757 Plex. Okay. I know you know what that is.
That's
buddy.
What I'm D-Creek talking about,
school,
baby.
Hey,
word. Southern
so
VA.
Look, man, you guys want to talk about Russell and they bringing him to the Cowboys. And as a Cowboys fan, I called a couple weeks ago and ripped Russell and told y'all about his one interception, you know, in the Super Bowl was the only one that year from the 1 yard line. But let me tell you why I want him on my Cowboys.
Okay.
Man, this Dak love affair with everybody is look, when you're 14-7 up on the Browns and you get sacked and fumbled with Myles Garrett and they tie the score at 14 and you don't do anything else during the game until it's 41-14, did we not get the ball back? We go play Seattle, right? We go play Seattle. It's 38.
Hey, Hank, real quick, man. What do you give up to get Russell?
Man, I don't care. Look, let me give you a Seattle game. okay? Dallas lost 38-31. Do you know Dak had three turnovers? He had one at the end of the first half when we got the ball back with 52 seconds down a point. Well, you turn the ball over to Russell Wilson with 48 seconds left because his first pass does an interception. And so Russell puts it in, and suddenly Dallas is down 23-15 at the half. Well, we get the ball to start the second half. What happens? First play, Dak fumbles because he got sacked. Can't you at least hold on to the ball? So what does Russell Wilson do, guys? Russell Wilson puts a touchdown on the board. It's 30-15. What did everybody do? Well, Dallas took the lead. It's 31-30. We got Russell Wilson on the other side of the field. So Seattle goes down after Dallas held him the rest of the time, right? It's 30-15, just starting the third quarter. Well, Dallas held the Seattle to that touchdown and gave him a lead. We get the ball back with 2 minutes left. What's Dak do? Exactly what Andy Dalton got roasted for on third down against the Jets. He's doing interception on third down to end the game. That's three turnovers. And everybody wants to talk about he threw for 450 yards. He had to. And guess what? Cam Newton threw for 397 against the same Seattle defense. So
hey,
stop it with the Dak Prescott, man.
Hey,
Russell.
I love how
we appreciate,
watch the game.
We appreciate the call, Hank. So we got to go get Russell Wilson in Dallas, guys.
I appreciate you, Hank.
Yeah.
You got to love how fans just interact with their team, man, and just really, really speaking from the heart, man. It's quite amazing.
What's your best destination?
You on this.
Where should he go, Plex?
My best destination?
Yeah. Quick.
Listen, if I'm Russell Wilson, between Dallas, Saints, and the Bears, his offense doesn't get any better.
Hmm.
He doesn't have better wide receivers than DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. He doesn't get better. What he's doing is he's crying out for help. Pete, please protect me.
TJ.
Stay out of the AFC.
Mean,
because his mama named him Patrick. I'm going to call him Patrick.
What you got, TJ?
Stay in the NFC.
If you're talking about help, you go get coaching help and you go play with the Saints.
We're heading up on the second hour of the show. Show goes way too fast. LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burge. You're listening to Up On Game. Yeah, we got a lot coming on. Yeah, that song right there, that's Lil Wayne, 5-time Grammy Award winning rap artist. He'll be on soon this hour. Up On Game.